There was an achievement in sports yesterday that is more rare than a perfect game in baseball, and it happened with a lot less fanfare than a certain NBA free agent choosing which town will pay him his next $100 million. For just the fourth time in the history of the PGA Tour, a golfer shot a round of 59 in a PGA tournament. Paul Goidos did it in Thursday's first round of the John Deere Classic in Silvis, Illinois. He shot a round that was 12 strokes under par, and he joins us now from Silvis. Welcome to the program and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And tell us, what does it feel like to shoot as good a round of golf as anyone in competition has ever shot?
Everybody keeps asking that question. I'm still pretty numb. Yeah, I don't know. It's been a pretty whirlwind 24 hours or whatever it's been. Personally, it was a big accomplishment. I made the putt. I was pretty cool. One of the goals, I'd had a close call with 59 with some friends a couple of years back, and I kind of decided that that would be one of the things I'd like to do before I hang my golf clubs up. I didn't realize how big a deal it was going to be outside of my own little world.
Yeah. You were a 4 under par at the turn. That means after the first 9 holes, you had 5 pars and 4 birdies.
Correct.
Which is terrific. And then you caught fire. You birdied 8 of the last 9 holes. What
right.
happened? What was going on?
Yeah. Hey, your question, I'm trying to figure that out so I can maybe bottle it and keep it for the next 10 or so years. Everything kind of fell into place. I played the 10th hole very well and made a pretty easy birdie there. And then just Mr. Putter decided to cooperate for the last 8 holes of that 9. And everything I did turned to gold. It was one of those days where, if I was walking down the fairway and tripped and fell down, I would have fallen down on a $100 bill.
Tell us a bit about the condition of the course, which did contribute.
Absolutely. First of all, the golf course is in wonderful shape. Flawless is the word I would use, especially considering they had tons of rain here the last 3 weeks. And softening the golf course does allow for better scores. It makes the golf course play longer, but it also makes the golf course play wider. Your ball's not going to roll in trouble. Your ball's basically going to end up where it lands on the greens for the most part.
Obviously, what you did yesterday, shooting a 59, demonstrates that if you can always drive the ball in a round as well as you can drive the ball and always hit your irons as well as you can hit your irons and always putt as well as you know you can putt, with that consistency, you can shoot a better round than Tiger Woods or Jack Nicklaus has ever shot. And I wonder, what do you think it is? What is it that in one round permits you to have absolutely everything under control and at your best? I don't want to jinx subsequent rounds, but another 59 would be pretty rare if you
right.
do that. What is it? What happens on a daily basis?
I think that it's a series of events that come together and merge and supernova into a round of golf. On any given day, Paul Goidos is capable of beating Tiger Woods or anybody else who's played the game. What stands Tiger Woods or Jack Nicklaus or the people you talk about away from me, and believe me, they're light years away from me, is their ability to do it every single week. Why everything, again, supernova for me yesterday, it's just, I think when we die and meet our maker, that may be the first question I ask.
I'm just curious, before you go, I saw you were asked yesterday, were you nervous with that last putt on the 18th green? And you said, you're always nervous.
Yes. That's part of the fun of the game. Nerves mean expectations, and my expectations are very high. I think that the day that I'm not nervous is the day that I probably retire. Now, having said that, there's different levels of nervousness. And I would have to say that from a golf standpoint, that's over that putt on 18 was probably the most nervous I'd ever been. And a big part of my success on making that putt was more or less, muscle autopilot. Than it was necessarily a calm head or calm nerves.
Muscle autopilot.
I've just made that up myself.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us about yesterday's round of 59 at the John Deere Classic, tying a record. Paul Goidos, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
And today, Paul Goidos did not match his incredible score of 59. He shot a 68, 3 under par. He's now 16 under for the tournament.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.